Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So with which political party are you registered?
Sorry, who are you with again?
With Opinion Research, and we're a private market research firm.
Okay.
All right.
Democratic?
All right, thank you. So as you may be aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the nonpartisan primary elections on August 20th? Would you say you already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, or you're definitely going to vote? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or you're not registered to vote?
I didn't even realize there was an August election, but now that I know, probably likely. Who did you say was running?
Well, these are for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th. But throughout the survey, we're going to have more information.
Yeah, very likely.
All right, very likely. All right. So do you plan on, like, voting by going to the polling place on election day, or voting early in person, or vote by mail, absentee mail-in ballot?
Voting in person?
All right, at the polling place?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So what is your main racial background?
Racial background?
Mm-hmm. Like, what's your race?
Caucasian.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your age?
57.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or unfavorable opinion. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, those are also categories. So the first one is Cindy Lerner.
No opinion. Or never heard of her. Yeah.
All right. Never heard of her. All right. No worries. What about Raquel Regalado?
Don't like her. What was the opposite?
All right. Would that be very unfavorable then, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Kamala Harris?
Is she running for mayor in Miami?
Oh, well, I believe she is running as president, but these are just people in general.
Oh, yeah. These Miami specific questions.
Yeah, more forward in the survey and more like ahead. It's going to specify more, but this time it's just public officials in general that you may be familiar with.
Okay, and very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. What about Richard Prashnik?
I haven't heard of him.
All right, no worries. So if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today between Manny Cid, Carlos Guerin, Shlomo Dazinger, Daniela Levin-Cava, Eddie Rojas, Miguel Quintero, or Alexander Otaola, for who would you vote for?
Cava.
Cava, all right, thank you. And would you say you're going to probably vote for her or definitely vote for her?
Probably going to vote for her.
All right. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today between Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, and Cindy Lerner, for who would you vote for?
Oh, is Cindy Lerner a Democrat?
If I'm being completely honest, I do not know, since specifically these are the nonpartisan elections.
Yeah.
But I can check.
I think maybe Cindy Lerner.
Maybe, probably Cindy Lerner. All right, thank you. So within the past few weeks, have you recently, like, read, seen, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Her name is somewhat familiar, but certainly not enough. I haven't seen enough.
All right. So would you say that you, like, just know, like, you haven't really seen anything?
I haven't really seen anything, no.
All right, thank you. So have you recently, in the past few weeks, read, seen, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign?
Yes.
All right, and from what you've heard or, like, read or seen, does this make you more likely to support her or less likely?
Less likely.
All right. Much more like... Oh, sorry. You said less likely?
Uh-huh.
All right. Does it make you much less likely or somewhat less likely?
From what I've heard the last few weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Probably have a yes or no thing. It's more from what the experience of her over the last couple of years that makes me unlikely to vote for her.
All right.
I don't know if that's answering your question.
All right. Well, would you say that then, like, just maybe just the then in general, like what you've heard about her or seen or read, it would make you much less likely to support her?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal?
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
All right, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I'm sorry, the last, what?
The last grade of formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right, thank you. All right, well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.